The last week in Bendigo, after the event, one nurse came to me and told that week one person had jumped off from the, she works in aged care, they jumped off from the second floor and committed suicide. And she was saying that given an opportunity, and many of the elderly people would like to do the same. It is not a happy place to be in aged care. We work so hard and save extra super. We think that our old age is taken care. But what she was saying that it is not a happy place to be in. It is surrounded, it's by the many people sitting alone and or surrounded by negative energy. Everyone is going through the difficult time. Everyone is complaining. And food, if you have enough money, they will provide food in your bed also. That separate room, they will give the food. Many a times, food remains untouched. Recently in Norway, they wanted to know why elderly people are not happy, and they're not putting on weight, they're losing weight, their lack of energy. So they did a study. They thought maybe food is not enough. They increased the to 5-course meal, very sumptuous meal. Still, they're not eating. Then they realized that it is the food is not the important factor. It's a belonging, community, talking to each other, positive environment, spending time with the nature, having the positive energy is important. They incorporated that part, then people started to be more happy. When we are small, young, Nishka's age or that girl's age, we are under the care of our parents. We have no freedom, and we have no direction. We are dependent on them. When we are young and when we have strength, we are so busy in our routine. Monday comes, Friday comes, January comes, Christmas time comes. We are so busy, we can't look ahead. Talk to anyone, they say, I'm extremely busy. I do not have time. So busy. And slowly, when the maturity comes, we are already old. There is no energy left. It is the life history of everyone. When young, we are under the care of someone. When we have energy, we do some trivial things. We think that is the ultimate thing. We caught up in that one, and we can't look ahead. When the maturity comes, no energy, and we spend our old age in regret. It's a case of everyone. And they say, if someone says, I'm extremely busy, and in that time slot, you add this one also, one another factor, what is important for you? You can do. Since you are busy, you have energy, you can do now. Never say, I will do after retiring. After retiring, no energy, no motivation, and no focus. Don't leave it until you retire. You accommodate this part also. What is important for your life? What's the purpose of your life? And so that, do something such a way that in old age, you won't spend in regret. In a old age home, you won't spend in regret. I should have done that one. When you have energy, you accommodate this part also. Do. You can add this factor also. Do what is best for you. It's a life case of everyone. We can be different. We have to be different. Yoga means it is not stretching arms and legs. Much beyond that one, plan ahead And as I said, the great achiever, Mukta Sangona Aham Vadi Dhrityutsaha Samanvitaha. Dhriti, dhriti is endurance, endurance power. Whatever I pick up, I won't give up. So I have picked up many hobbies, many things in my life I dropped off. I won't give up because it is very dear to me. It will be good for me till the end and beyond. I picked up, I won't give up. And do it with joy, infused with joy. Not because Rajendra told, not that one. It should come from you. Do it, throw your heart behind. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita also, Sri Krishna says, Kshudram hridaya daurbhalyam tyakto uttishta parantapa. Don't be a faint-hearted person. Don't be a weak-hearted person. Don't think like an ordinary person. You are an extraordinary person. There is an extraordinary potential in you. Don't think like a weak person, like a mundane person, ordinary person. You are not ordinary. There is an extraordinary personality within you. Awaken that one. Tyakto uttishta parantapa. Give up all the weak-heartedness and get up. Do whatever you have to do in your life. Life is precious. And when it goes, that bracket, the energy part, when it goes, when you move into the old age, it will be otherwise, it will be filled with regret and you will depart with regret. Do not depart with regret. Depart with joy, with a sense of accomplishment. You depart. Be a role model. Do that one. And yoga itself, look after the mind. Get inspired and inspire others. Get motivated and motivate others. Tyaktho uttishta parantapa. And yoga plays a very important role. And we have to do this one with passion, with most ambitious way we have to do. Otherwise, we will be another story in the old age home. Another nurse will be talking about us. We don't want that sad story for us. We want to finish the game on a positive note. Finish the game of this life on a positive note. So that it is a motivation for the generations to come. Left thumb and index finger together.